inner hall of life.
Welcome to the inner hoe of rising. Welcome to the inner hoe of rising. We're the inner hoes, and that's Sam, and I'm Shanika.
Mercy.
That's
fuck
it.
Yeah, bro.
Welcome to the inner hoe.
Uprising.
I'm
Sam.
I'm Shanika, and we both have chronic bitch inflammation syndrome.
That was the best song you've ever heard, bar none. it'll never get any better. It's gonna be real stupid today, guys.
Oh, so stupid. So basically, I did this stupid thing where, no. I'm working a job right after this.
So
we're just gonna do some current ass amazing events.
Yeah, so a couple of reminders. You can use the hashtag InnerHoeUprising to live tweet this episode, or live Facebook this episode, or live Instagram this episode. I don't know why you would do that, but
no, please live Instagram.
Go with forward, my friends. If you have friends that make music or you make music yourself, please send that to us at ihupodcast@gmail.com so we can use that to open the show. Please, we need it.
Otherwise, please. It's just gonna be me.
Otherwise, we're gonna sing every fucking episode.
It's gonna be Johan Shankbach.
Yes. So, fan of the week this week is the Roast Crew.
Woo!
Wednesday night, Shanika made the terrible mistake of going on Periscope with, I believe she was recording on a frying pan.
No, it was a simple iPhone.
Which one was that?
I don't know, man.
I think that's the iPhone 5.
The 2.
But for some reason, it was one pixel. It was one large pixel on the screen.
It was more than one large
and
pixel.
And all of our fans came in and roasted the fuck out of Shanika. One person said, "Are you FaceTiming on a rotary phone?" And I thought that was amazing.
It was kind of the funniest thing. Not gonna lie. It was pretty elegant.
Yeah.
So fuck you, but thank you at the same
yeah,
time.
Yeah, shout out to everybody. So it's a
shout
huge
out to everyone
fan
who was
of the
mean
week.
To me on Wednesday.
And you can do that every Wednesday night on Periscope. Follow us at @slam_pow.
If you need to get your inner troll out.
Gonna be talking about some fucked up shit on the show, so just check the comments for trigger warnings, and we'll give you the time code so you can just skip on by.
Yeah.
Skip on through. Let's start
skip
the show.
Skip on, skippity, skip, skip.
Fuck that!
Yeah, fuck that!
It's current events. What are we starting off with?
Why do I want to open a school? I was a teacher before I was a recording artist. That's what I did. I don't know, people tell me I'm good with kids, and I can remember being 9. I can remember being 5. I can remember being 17. I know how that feels physically, hormonally.
Let's talk about Erica.
Erica
Hotep
Badu. Erica Hotep Badula. Erica got mad odd on Twitter a couple of days ago. On April 11th, Erykah Badu tweeted, "There was this article ruling that high school girls lower their skirts so male teachers are not distracted. I agreed because I'm aware that we live in a sex-driven society. It is everyone's, males and females, responsibility to protect young ladies. One way to protect youth is to remind them we are all sexual in nature, and as they grow and develop, it is natural to attract men. It is not them who is doing anything wrong by being beautiful and attractive, but with such imbalance in our society, it must be smart to be aware and awake. Men and women both go through cycles of arousal. Men automatically are attracted to women of childbearing age." I want to note that some girls get their period at the age of 9. I just want to plug that right into there before we talk about this. I want my daughters to understand this. I want them to be themselves and wear what they like, yet be aware, not ignore our differences. Males should be taught to be responsible for their actions from childhood. It's not okay to prey, quote-unquote, prey on young women. I don't know why she put the prey in quotes. That was very odd. But do I think it's unnatural for a heterosexual male to be attracted to a young woman in a revealing skirt? No, I think it's his nature. Consequently, we must all be aware and responsible. We must protect our young women. We must teach our young men. If I had a school, I would make sure that the uniform skirt length was a knee-length skirt. It's fair to everyone. Young women, you are beautiful. Young men, you are beautiful. Protect one another. And then people were just like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Yeah.
She was like going back and forth with them, and somebody said something, and she was just like, "Shut the fuck up, nigga." And I was just like, "What are you even doing? What are you even talking about?" She's like 42 or something like that.
Yeah. So there's just like a lot in there that's upsetting.
Yeah, she keeps saying, "Oh, I'm not putting the onus on young women."
But you are putting the onus on women.
But you definitely are.
When you say that men are inherently attracted to
young, revealing women.
It's one, that's not true, and two, it's saying that it's okay. There's this vicious nature that it's normalizing this kind of male behavior.
Yeah, sexualizing young girls, one. And then it's also saying, it's generalizing men saying, they're just these beasts who can't control their sexual nature.
Therefore, it's just young girls' responsibilities to make sure that they are not attracting men's attention.
Like, maybe it's actually society, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe it's actually the rape culture. Maybe girls who get raped when they're little, wearing whatever the fuck.
Yeah, there are women who wear burkas who get raped.
Yeah.
They're not revealing
There's
a goddamn
thing.
There's
little girls in, like, their sleepy time pajamas who get raped.
Yeah, so
it's not... just bullshit.
It is complete and total bullshit.
Yeah. And she's, like, saying it in this way, like, yeah, protect each other. But there's no facts based on what you're saying.
No, you're actually...
like, just because you're
hurting
all
and
incensey
people.
And Erykah Badu-y and quote-unquote woke doesn't mean what you're saying is true. And it doesn't excuse you from critique or whatever.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
Like, there was
That was really annoying. I always got annoying Hotep vibes from Erykah Badu, though.
Yeah.
There was never, like, solid proof that she doesn't know what the fuck she's talking
about.
But
here it is.
In terms of a lot of things, which is fine, because a lot of people don't know what the fuck they're talking about in terms of a lot of things. But it's just, like, people hold, quote-unquote, woke celebrities to the standard and take everything they say at face value because, wow, she's so woke, she's so in tune with everything. But she just said a bunch of nonsense.
No, you just sound... just dumb.
It was rape apologists.
Exactly.
But coded in this, we must all protect one another. I love you all. Yeah. But then that guy said something and she was just like, shut the fuck up, nigga.
Yeah, like, okay. I'm so glad that you're down for conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I just get to know when people are... anyone who's just like, you know, men are naturally attracted to women.
That's not even true.
Whatever the fuck you say after that means very little to me immediately.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, you're just erasing an entire part of the population.
Yeah.
Where, like... women are attracted to women.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I just think that's very disgusting. Like,
it's only natural.
Women of childbearing age?
That's like
9, 10, 11, 12, 13?
These are kids who get, like, real nervous about, like, kissing people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just, why would you, like, why is it a child's
job? Because
they're
in a short skirt?
Yeah.
No, if somebody's preying on a little girl, they're a fucking pedophile.
It's their problem.
And a sexual abuser.
They're gonna do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not what the kid did.
Or what the kid is wearing. It's not like, oh my god, wow, these 13-year-olds out here are so hot. Like, if you had attraction to 13-year-olds, you were already a fucking pedophile.
Yeah,
no matter what they're wearing.
And if you got that, don't act on it.
Yeah,
don't do it.
Yeah.
That person can consent. These are your desires. Recognize them and don't put yourself in a situation where you could hurt somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. That's so disgusting. I just wish more guys were just like, "No, Erykah, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm not attracted to
9-year-old girls."
Yeah, exactly.
Ugh,
it's very gross to me. Other woke celebrities who talk shit, but everybody takes it at face value because they're woke. Sorry, Kendrick Lamar. Fucking This Dick Ain't Free.
Oh,
that
whole
video is disgusting.
It was. It really did bother me.
I don't think he likes poor black women.
Yeah. I just...
and I think it stems from however he grew up, but like... get the fuck over that, my
It's
G.
just like, yeah, not every woman in the world is... maybe you've
a gold
experienced
digging
a lot
smut
of...
who's...
right? Or maybe, like, I don't even believe that, like, oh, every woman around you was like that.
Yeah, I don't believe it either. I think that the girls who you liked were not treating you the way that you wanted for whatever reason, and now...
and now you're internalizing some sort of... like, I don't know, you've got this misogyny that you just wanna...
yeah, that you can't shake.
This is how women are.
Wow, everybody's gonna hate me after this episode. Lauren fucking Hill. I also felt that way about her for a long time. Mm-hmm. So glad that Erykah Badu did this. Now I can just...
now you can just come out.
Just unload.
You know,
I hate him. I hate her. I hate him.
Go after living celebrity since then.
Yeah, exactly. I don't take, like, people who are... they say they're very spiritual and there's this whole one love, whole universal brothers and sister thing. But then if you're going to go in the same breath...
shit on people. And it's usually women.
Exactly.
What's like the trend here? Lauryn Hill, what's that song? Not Everything is Everything. That thing. And she's like, women don't blah, 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 blah.
Don't tell women what the fuck to do.
Exactly.
I don't care if you're another woman. Don't tell me what the fuck to
exactly.
do.
Exactly. I don't give a fuck
you
what
live
you
your
do.
Life.
I'm
I'll
so
live
glad
mine.
That you do what you do, but don't tell me what to do.
The only thing is, though, sometimes it's like when you, sometimes some people do what they do mm-hmm. and it's hurting other people.
Oh, as long as she's not doing that, I'm totally fine.
But it's like, you are into, like, you're just proliferating these, I don't know, these shitty ways of thinking
stereotypes.
That, like, I was really thinking about that, because John and I were having a conversation about, like, you know, if I just live my way, you live your way. But so many people's your ways
are infringing on my
exactly.
way.
Exactly. Because it's
don't
like,
don't infringe on my fucking way.
It's like, okay, you can think what you think.
Don't tread on me.
Which you can, but, like, if people come out and then people are suddenly bullying them or people being harassed at bus stops, mm-hmm. it's because these people believe a certain kind of thing that you're proliferating with your music, and it's our culture. Mm-hmm. And you're not doing anything to make our culture, or this world in general, safer for gay people, trans mm-hmm. people, black people, women. Mm-hmm. Your work is doing nothing to contribute to the overall well-being of people. And if mm-hmm. that's, if you say, like, you know, there's the oversoul and this is God and we're all one, fucking mean it.
Yeah,
you know?
Word.
So it's like very like specific Black Lives Matter kind of thing.
It is very specific, I mean, Black Lives Matter. It's all
no respect.
You burn incense, we are all brothers and sisters. But if you critique what I say, shut the fuck up, nigga.
Exactly. Your incense. My mom is allergic to incense. So you
really?
Can
wow. She
elsewhere.
Can't come in my house. That's all we burn.
Oh.
We are Hotep niggas. But only because our shit stinks.
The Hotep residence.
Exactly.
The Grand Hotep Hotel.
Samantha Hotep. Samantha Ashley Hotep. J. Cole. That song, Don't Save Her, She Don't Want to Be Saved. It's a shitty ass song. I hate it. It comes on the radio all the fucking time.
People's opinions.
What does he say? One time for my LA sisters, one time for my LA hoes. Lame niggas don't know the difference. You can't be a hoe and a sister, my nigga. Then J. Cole, you're not my bro, and I don't fuck with you. You're smart on a lot of things, but you're not smart on that, and it annoys me. And I hate him for it. Fucking Wale. Wale hates black women having fun. If you're a black woman and you're having fun, that doesn't involve, like, I don't know, braiding Wale's hair or some shit like that. He hates
you. Give me some examples. I don't listen to a lot of Wale.
There's this one video where it's just, like, I forgot what it's called or whatever, but it's, like, girls in LA and they're, like, models or something like that, and they're really just having fun. Like, they're taking drugs or whatever, but everybody takes drugs. Like, it's, like, if you want to critique people taking drugs across the board, you would have made this video about guys or whatever.
White guys.
Exactly, right. But it was specifically black women of, like, three different shades or whatever. Really, the whole video, they're just having fun, and then out of nowhere, one of them just, like, is like, wow, I need to get breast implants or whatever. Totally not analyzing the world in which someone would want to get breast implants, but whatever. But also, it's not bad for anyone to get breast implants if that's what they want to do. And then in the end of the video, he, like, comes in and he, like, saves the dark-skinned one because she's, like, partying too much and putting on makeup. What the fuck is he ever talking about?
It's like, man, do you ever apply chapstick to your lips? Like, you know, do you ever
ashy ass?
Exactly. Like, do you feel like your skin is ashy and you fix it? So if you feel like, you know, I want to add a little red to my lips,
I think his whole thing is just like, he wants there to be a certain kind of black woman, and he's just not.
Like,
and he, like, the way he frames it is that he's uplifting black women, but really you're just critiquing black women who don't do the things that you deem respectable.
Yeah, you're creating.
Which is sad, because I loved his first album. But then also, he performed at our school, and he was a fucking little bitch on stage. He kept saying, why doesn't anybody know my lyrics? Y'all don't know my lyrics?
Why don't, what?
It's a $10 concert at a city school! Fuck you, Wale.
Yeah, like, you know your own lyrics.
So mad.
Be content with that.
Yeah, exactly.
You're
here
to be here, are you not?
We're here to learn your lyrics.
Exactly.
I gotta know that shit.
Yeah, fuck you, man.
Your anti-black woman lyrics.
Yeah, I think
anybody else?
Just...
Oh, Jill Scott, who I do not look like. Why does everyone say that?
I don't think you do either.
Thank you.
Like,
Luke is gonna pull up a side-by-side.
That is Sam.
You know,
Sam, when did you take this picture?
Not everything is not
She
even.
Stood really? With Bill Cosby until he was like, I put Quaaludes in people's drinks.
Yeah.
And then also she shared, like, this dumb meme.
I'm like,
do I look like her?
Let me
no.
see.
Thank
let
you.
Me see. Let me see, Lucas.
There's just this one picture where people think I look like her.
I feel like music, like, musician, it's kind of hard because people are like, oh, I like this person. But it's not I like this person.
I like this person.
And it's not even I like their music.
What this person makes creatively.
It's really, I like this one or two songs by this person.
Oh,
if I'm being
shit.
Real fucking honest, it's like,
I like
Selena
Window
Gomez.
Seat and I like Call Tyrone.
That's all I like.
Fuck Erykah Badu as, you know, person. No, I'm just kidding.
Because I think when you, like, you blindly endorse a person, being like, or you think, like, oh, because they have this one nice song, they're suddenly the best person in the world.
Yeah.
You know, that's not
Sam
true.
Sam.
You know, that picture of Sam does look like that Sam in the corner over there.
That is Sam.
What is the solution to the growing number of pedophiles? One man has suggested that if life-size toys or robots of children were made available to pedophiles, then perhaps less children would be abused.
This just in pedophiles? Although, I know that sounds real, real insensitive, but
we are
isn't.
On the front wave of pedophilic news.
Yeah. Bringing you the hottest news. This is so dumb.
This is the situation room for pedophiles.
But honestly, we're not dicks, I promise you. So this is the story.
Yes,
a gentleman named Shin Takagi, founder of Trotla, which is a Japanese company that specializes in making sex dolls.
Mm-hmm.
This guy actually created child sex dolls.
Yes.
Anatomically proportional or correct
with
children.
Children, yeah.
A vast array of children.
That's what a child sex doll would be.
And he,
very creepy to look at, I must say.
He's not, no, he's Japanese, and Australia hates it. But point being, he made these sex dolls to help out pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, there's a lot of pedophiles who have these urges,
mm-hmm.
and instead of going out and hurting somebody, mm-hmm. or just keeping it to themselves and not feeling fulfilled,
mm-hmm.
they can fuck these dolls.
Ooh,
which,
Shmika.
Wait, what? What did I say?
The fact that you said fuck.
Oh,
they're kid dolls.
Fuck these kids. The thing is, I have no.
Give it a rest over there.
Sorry.
Fuck these kids.
Fuck these dolls. I just, so my thing is, I have no problem with this whatsoever.
I don't have a problem
right?
with it either.
It's just,
I think he got, I don't know if they're banned in Japan, but everybody in Japan was like, whoa, this is a little weird, dude. And then he was trying to export it to Australia.
Australia was like,
and somebody started a petition, some change.org shit, and there were like 55,000 people signed to have it not in Australia. But the thing is, in Australia, the law says that it's illegal in Australia because things that simulate any type of sex with a child are just banned or whatever. So they wouldn't have been able to be sold there in the first place.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, sexuality is mad broad. And people are I feel like people can't help their fetishes for the most part, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think you can really help who you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, you don't control who you're in love with, or, like, your feelings in general.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you can go to therapy for certain things, but there are certain things, like homosexuality, like, that's not a thing that I think
I just hate equating, not equating, but like putting homosexuality in the same box as pedophilia.
Yeah, I think because of the pedophilia stigma. I don't know. Because no, I don't really equate them. It's just like, what's
I know,
I'm
just putting it in the same.
Yeah, no, it's not the same. I'm not making a real comparison there.
Mm-hmm.
My bad, guys. But like, I feel like you're attracted to children.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're just born attracted to children, or maybe something happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason you're attracted to kids, and if that is a sexual urge you have, it's important that you not act on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something you're struggling with, you should be able to not live in pain on the daily with this thing that you can't
mm-hmm.
do anything about, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I feel like, whose business is it to stop you from fucking plastic?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I'd definitely rather that than watching child pornography or like raping a kid.
Exactly,
like
because
that
actually is harming a real human being.
Yeah.
Versus fucking doll.
Yeah.
Not a fucking doll.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. But, you know, I don't know if there's been a lot of, like, research into pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, the idea that, like, people are bad to be bad.
So this was all talked about in an article on BuzzFeed called Japanese Engineer Wants to Sell Childlike Sex Dolls to Pedophiles. And in this article, they quoted a sexual therapist named Dr. Cass, and Dr. Cass said, many guys, I don't know why she said guys, I don't know if pedophilia is, like, more found
in guys. I don't think it's a distinctly
guys.
Male thing.
Said many guys with an attraction to children do not want to act on these attractions, either because they do not like them, because they are directed towards minors, or because they fear possible consequences such as being charged, jailed, publicly exposed. So engaging with a doll provides a safe and private outlet. Which, totally makes sense
right.
to me, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
So I guess other people's critique on the other side would be like, no, it actually encourages like sexual attraction to children and acting on sexual attraction to children. But
have there been studies done? Yeah, about
exactly.
That, you know,
exactly.
Or are you just pulling that out of your asshole because you're against this person?
I mean, is Dr. Cass pulling it out of her? I don't know if studies have been done to that say that the otherwise is true either. You know?
Yeah.
Like it seems like a good idea to me, but if it is actually making people want to act out their urges more, then I would say no, I don't want these. But I have a pretty good feeling that it is not that way, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty certain that it's not, but that's me pulling that out of my ass.
Yeah, right? I feel like if there's a child sex doll explosion, it's a new cultural phenomenon,
woo, woo, woo.
And then with this explosion comes, I just don't think it'll...
Yeah, but you have no basis
coming right out of the ass, totally.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's like, I don't know what to compare it to be honest.
Can I read this interesting stat?
No.
Yeah, whatever, bitch. sorry. What is his name? Takagi?
Takagi, I would say.
Takagi said that more than 70% of his customers are pedophiles. One, I don't know how he knew that. But two, who are the other 30% of people who are just buying child sex dolls? Like, why are they doing that? Isn't that weird if they're not pedophiles?
That is very interesting.
what are they doing?
Then why do you need a why do you need a child sex doll? Maybe it's out of all of his customers, or is it for? Yeah, what?
No,
that's very confusing.
Oh well, I guess maybe
70% of the people.
Maybe
who, are they
maybe
self-identified
it's his other maybe
pedophiles?
It's his other sex dolls. Wait, does he just sell child sex dolls?
No.
Okay, no.
Okay.
Right? So then.
Wow. So that means a lot of people, like, out of the whole thing that he offers, 70% of people are only going to the child sex dolls.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what that meant.
Maybe.
Wow, that's crazy. I guess no one else needs sex dolls.
A lot. Oh, man. This is, like, just one of those complicated things.
Yeah.
It's just bottom line, as long as no child is being hurt as a result of this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like, I wonder. Oh, you can compare it to, like, the idea that playing violent video games makes you a violent person.
Mm-hmm.
So is fucking a child sex doll going to drive you to rape a child?
I don't think playing violent video games makes you a violent person, but I think it desensitizes you to violence.
So would... Oh, interesting. I don't know. Like, it's desensitized to committing violence or to seeing violence. Oh. It seems like all gray territory.
Yeah. In porno news.
In porn.
Porno news. Pornography.
You guys been on X Hamster? I don't think I've been on X Hamster.
I think I've been on it once. Man, quick side note. I was trying to jerk off before my period started the other day.
You gotta get it out, man.
So my Wi-Fi's fucked up, and I just got unlimited data on my phone, but I did not have unlimited data before. So I was on Pornhub, and it just wasn't, you know?
Oh,
like, nothing would load.
Just squares.
So I was like, oh, I gotta go to... It was either RedTube or XTube, because, you know, like, the quality is lower.
Yeah.
So I feel it'll load faster. It did, but everything paused still.
Oh.
So I had to jerk off from my memories again. Ugh.
But, Spank.
XTube is disgusting. Like, just all of the quality that's in Pornhub, like, the well-litness of everything,
uh-huh.
It's all gone there. Just,
oh, I see.
Like, very close-up angles and stuff like that, and just, like, seeing the discoloration of someone's asshole, but, like, very close, and not, like, in a good, flattering way, but just, yeah.
It's not a collage. It's like
a butthole.
Oh, I see. It's not, like, a collage of pigmentation on someone's anus. It just splotches.
Exactly.
There is an art to the asshole.
Yes.
To the depictions of the asshole.
Yes, exactly. Get together, XTube or RedTube.
Check out my Tumblr for my anus art.
Anus art. Anus art.
But anyway, X Hamster.
Yes.
They have decided to ban users in North Carolina from using their site as a result of the... Was that HB2?
Yes.
All right. As a result of
also
HB2.
Also known as HBCU.
Oh, no. This episode is getting real irreverent, you know? Because that was like the anti-gay, anti-trans shitty bill.
Exactly.
That just stripped a whole bunch of people of their rights and protections.
Yes.
And I guess you can talk about the meaninglessness of these statistics.
So when asked about this, ex-Hamster spokesman Mike Coolidge, like... I guess justified it happening. He was like, back in March, we had 400,000 hits from the term transsexual from North Carolina alone. People from the state searched gay 319,907 times.
Nice job.
No, I was still wrong. 319,907 times.
Oh. I'm just a supportive friend.
Nice job, Sam.
Nice job. Oops.
Good job, Sammy. Yeah, that's all good and well, but, like, what do those stats mean in regards to anything? Specifically, I wrote, these stats don't really mean anything without numbers on pro-LGBT North Carolinian porn consumers versus anti-LGBT porn consumers, because, like, all those numbers could just be from people who are for LGBT rights.
Yeah, you have
to... Which is probably not the case, because there's, like, haters out there, yeah, like, causative hate and stuff like that.
In order for these studies to be useful, you have to do them on self-identified homophobes.
Exactly.
You know, like, exactly. Oh, I'm a homophobe. Yeah. I'll participate in this study.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what kind of porn do you watch? And they probably wouldn't admit that they were watching.
Exactly. So there's really no, there's no way of
it's
telling.
No, yeah.
That meant nothing, really.
Statistics are hard.
Yeah. Also, you know, I don't use X-Hamster, but a lot of the ways that, like, saying, like, oh, yeah, we're totally for, like, the rights of transgender people or whatever, the way that, like, transsexual, quote-unquote, videos in pornography, like, the way that they're titled are absolutely disgusting.
Oh,
she-male
yeah.
with big dick gets sucked off and things like that. Like, yeah. What? She-male?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You're just being, you're exploiting, transgender people.
Yeah, who are probably not, some of them, many might not be in porn by choice. Maybe to,
yeah, have, exactly.
like, economic need.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So if they,
like, if you really cared... Maybe you would do that.
That's why we're going to start our own feminist porn.
Just mad feminist porn.
But no, but we're going to start one.
And it's going to be lit.
So we can make mad
best,
money.
Best podcast ever, best porn ever. Best yeah. hoes ever.
Exactly. Hoes of a lifetime. Like, you know what? I did know two
we're
hoes
We're
going to
win
once.
The Nobel Peace Prize for hoedom. They're going to, like, create a category just
you know
for
what?
That. Why did I say the Nobel Peace Prize? We're going to win the Nobel Prize for hoedom.
How about the gifts you gave everyone? Yeah. Rats. Bullets. A hog. Where did that come from?
Don't forget the anal beads.
Who did you send anal beads to?
The used condoms.
You did not.
Yeah.
Up next, Jared Leto sends anal beads and used condoms to his co-stars.
Yes.
In case you don't know, he's playing the Joker in Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Which I cannot wait to see, especially since I Google imaged him.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking mad sexy
he
as a Joker.
He has those grills.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's just, like, badass. Like, oh, yeah. You look mad sinister. Like, you're about to kill a lot of people.
Yeah, and I would fuck.
I like
that. I would
that.
Fuck as he's killing. I would just, like, plant myself on his dick.
Wow.
And have him lift me up. I lose a little weight.
There's
nah,
a Nicolas Cage
bad,
movie like that.
There's a Nicolas Cage movie.
It's named Nicolas Cage, right?
Or yeah, it is.
Nick Cage.
It's either or. He's fucking someone
he's
as
fucking he's... someone and people come into the room
uh-huh.
and, like, he shoots them with the woman still on his lap.
And that's me. That's the type of life I want to live.
I'm just constantly in danger.
Exactly.
But always experiencing pleasure.
Yes, exactly.
So yeah, this really happened.
Yeah.
What I love is that, I don't know who was doing this interview.
Some dude.
But he was like, tell me about the things that you... So you send unconventional things to your cast members, including a dead pig and a live rat. And he was like, oh, and Leto was like, don't forget the used condoms and anal beads. And he was mad proud.
Yeah, he was.
And then it goes to, like, Will Smith and then two other people who I don't know. I
only
know
Margot Robbie and the guy who played Mr. Echo from Lost.
Wow. I don't know either of them. Mm. And they were just like, yeah, Jared, he did send those things. But,
And their faces just look so disgusted at some point.
They
like,
look
they're just
very disturbed.
On it. Yeah.
But the fact that none of them were like, this fucker is, like, crossing the line.
Yeah,
Will
they
Smith
were
like,
he
like,
took it there. He took it to the place where it needed to take
they,
it.
Like, respected
he was the
him
Joker
for
in
it.
That moment.
Yeah.
And that is method acting.
But the fact that Jared Leto was like, the Joker doesn't respect boundaries or social, like, social cues or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just like, that doesn't mean that you can harass people in real life.
That's exactly what he was doing. Like, where does it end? Like, do you also kill people?
When will, exactly.
I was method acting.
Just like,
I had to kill the director.
I have Willow.
Exactly.
You can have her back.
Exactly. I have Willow and Jaden. One of them is in another boat. The other is in the other boat. The first person who presses the button dies.
And then he looks around and he's just like, where are Willow and Jaden? What are they doing right now?
Just listen
looks
to 30
out of
seconds
his window.
To Mars.
There's two boats in his front yard.
Jared Leto taking it way too far. Method acting.
And then
method acting.
As I've said many times, like, Viola Davis is in this and she is like,
Wes.
I don't know why I treat her like
this?
Royalty in my mind. But it's just like, I can't imagine Viola Davis receiving this weird white man's semen. and anal beads.
Weird white man semen. As opposed to the better weird black man semen.
Exactly.
But of course the best is the weird Asian man semen.
Nate Leahy's the act him. His semen sent to Viola Davis.
Okay, couple of questions I have. So like, were they used? Like, they're open, or was there cum inside?
There's definitely cum in them.
Were they sealed? Like, did he do the courtesy knot, or was it just open?
I hope
like,
there
the
was
semen
a courtesy
might have
knot.
Just been flailing around in
Who
there.
Who knows?
Was it Jared Leto's semen? Did he have sex that many times to send multiple used condoms to multiple cast
That's
members?
That's actually very disgusting.
Like, I imagine a multiple is like four, you know? It's not a couple. It's not three, it's four.
Yeah, did he do it? Did he do it back to back?
Was he jerking off in them? Was
he having sex? Just so he could send this.
Because if he was having sex, there's vaginal fluid on that shit too. Not just weird white man semen.
Exactly.
But weird.
Like, what's the partner tested? Oh, but probably the bacteria would have died by then.
You'd hope so, but you know.
Condoms smell after a long
time. Viola Davis has syphilis now, thanks to that weird white man.
Thanks.
He
poisoned her.
Poisoned her. We have to take care of it. Mama will take care of it.
That's exactly what it is.
Laurel, you're my new Bonnie. Dispose of these condoms.
And then I'll fire you.
Exactly,
twice.
Exactly. Also, were the anal beads used? Important
and,
question.
And if they were, it's very interesting. Like, and were they used on him? It's admitted, like, it's
weird white man booty juice.
Booty juice.
Butt butter.
So, Jared Leto, as you're listening to this podcast.
He also sent us sticky Playboy magazines.
Oh my God.
Was it cum? Was it honey?
Is it real cum? Because you can make fake cum.
Exactly. You know? That's my question.
I hope it was fake.
I hope it was real.
But the thing is, he said use condoms. Oh, one of the actors that they were interviewing was just like, I'm just mad that he didn't invite me to the party.
That was Mr. Echo from Lost.
Oh, okay.
Good
that's
guy.
Like weird. I'm so mad that Jared Leto didn't invite me to the orgy.
It sounds like a fun time. That many used condoms? It must have been a great time.
But also the dead
and
pig
they were
and the live rat. Were they also... Like, were they, like,
was
did he
the live rat also at the party?
And
did
when,
they kill the pig
when
at the party?
Was the kill, the, yeah, when was the pig killed? And was the pig washing Jared
The pig
jerk
was
off?
Killed as I was perched on top of Jared Leto's dick. And Jared Leto was slaughtering the pig. As I squatted on his penis.
It's just what, just like, his penis. Yeah, just really what exact, I want to know.
There's so many questions.
I'm going to get this exclusive interview with him.
Method acting.
I'm going to fuck him as he's like in the Joker makeup.
I was at the transportation center when a woman humiliated me, put me on Facebook with pics, and I just all I asked was, do you have a unisex bathroom?
In very ironic news, transgender woman is discriminated against by a place called Transpo.
Yeah.
It sounds like trans inspiration.
It does.
I thought it was
going to
be a good story at
so
first.
So did I.
It was a bad story.
Yeah. So this took place in South Bend, Indiana.
Which just sounds like a bad place, you know?
It does.
South Bend.
Trans woman's name was Lakayla Onassis. Which is a great name. So I believe she wanted to use the bathroom and she asked, hey.
Transpo is a public transit system in Indiana.
Oh, yeah, that's very important. Sorry. So she, was it, it was like a train station?
It was a bus station.
It was a bus station. Yes. It was some way of moving from one place to another.
Was it a plane station? Was it a rain station?
Was it a horse station?
A pain station?
Point being, she asked, do you have unisex bathrooms? And
cocaine
get you from one place to another. So she asked, hey, you have unisex bathrooms? They're like, we don't.
Yeah.
And I believe... She was forced.
At Transpo, the employee has to open up the bathroom for you. So the employee just opened
the men's
bathroom for
didn't
her.
Open the women. It didn't even fucking matter because they were single use stalls.
Exactly. Like, why do those have men versus women?
They shouldn't.
I hate that shit.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd be going in the men's one. Like, fuck this.
I definitely
I gotta
do
pee.
That.
I got
exactly.
to pee.
Because sometimes the women's line is long.
It's always long.
I was trying not to stereotype women, but it is always very long.
I don't get what's up. Well, you know, like, if you're, like, a cisgender woman and a cisgender man, it's just easier for cisgender guys to pee than it is for cisgender women to pee. Like, I have a bodysuit on. I have to fucking open up my flap and pull down my pants when I pee later.
You got a lot to do.
Yeah. They just whip their dick out.
Just snake it through the side.
Wow.
Ew.
That's the sound.
Ew.
Over
point being, so when she did come out of the... When she did come out of the male bathroom, I believe some employees were taking pictures of her.
It was him. It was the guy who opened the door.
He was taking pictures of her and laughing.
Yeah, and she was just like, damn, that sucks. But then he put that picture on Facebook. It went like mini viral or whatever, I guess, in Indiana, in South Bend, Indiana. And then she saw it and she was like, damn, people are making fun of me and that sucks.
Yeah, so now she's suing them.
Yeah, and that's also against company policy. Yeah, like, you can't take pictures of your fucking patrons.
And post them
especially
online.
Especially make fun of them.
Yeah, no, it's like mad immature.
It's totally
very
immature.
Stupid. Yeah. Like, can you just live your life and not do that?
Exactly.
Like, was it necessary?
Not even a good joke.
No.
I'm all for good jokes.
Although mad people thought it was funny.
Yeah, because
so
they're dumb.
Got shitty senses of humor. Your own distinct and unique piece of shit garbage sense of humor.
So that happened on March 11th of this year. And then in April, I guess last week or something like that, she once again was at the Transpo bus station or whatever, because this is her only method of transportation right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she was using the women's bathroom, and an employee was, like, trying to unlock the door as she was in the bathroom or whatever. And when she came out, the security guard was looking at her, yelling, he, she. Which is also not funny.
Like a fucking 5-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. Like, are you dumb?
Like, literally,
why was he doing that? Why wasn't he, like, securing the place?
Why weren't you doing your fucking job?
He's actually doing the opposite of a job. That's not making her feel safe.
No.
Or secure.
Because people only protect certain people. Yeah. You know, we only care about certain lives.
Word.
That just totally reminds me of, like, a specific... So I was bullied a lot as a child. And
me too.
So this reminds me of...
People just said fucked up shit sometimes.
This one specific girl who I went to dance class with and then went to school. Like, I saw this girl 6 days a week, and then her mom came to church one day.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw her, like, 7 days a week, and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. Get the fuck out of my life, you know? I remember she would copy off of my spelling tests, and then she would try to open the bathroom when I was in it.
What the fuck?
It's a very childish, like, and it's like, you know, she was young, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's, like, not uncommon for, like, a shitty child to do.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly kids that don't know consequences.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're a grown adult working.
Shit that kids, you're on the
you're
clock.
You're on a job.
Yeah.
And you're harassing people.
Yeah.
Like, what if someone had gotten their bag stolen while you were so busy calling somebody a he, she, and trying to open the door?
Mm-hmm.
You know? What if some child had gotten kidnapped?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your job is important, unless it's not important to you.
The woman who was opening the door said that she was, the employee that was opening the door, said that she was opening the door because she thought that another woman was, like, trying to get in the bathroom or something like that, and she thought that that was her friend, and she was opening the door for her. It's like, if I specifically did not tell you that that's my friend, and to open the bathroom door while I'm in the bathroom... Don't take the other person's word for it.
No.
So I don't even know if that's, like, a believable story.
It's one of those bullshit lies.
Exactly. I thought that was her friend. Like, what? What are you,
like,
talking
why?
About?
Why? Yeah, no,
yeah, so now,
dumb.
What's her name? LaKayla Onassis feels, like, mad uncomfortable taking transpo.
And that's her, like, that's her source
only
of
method of transportation.
That's why it's important that you don't be a dick.
Exactly. This is how bigotry actually gets in the way of people's lives.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, I'm scared to, like, go to work.
Yeah, you live your life, I live mine. Okay, but don't get in the way.
Don't infringe on me!
Exactly.
Don't tread on me.
So, yeah, that's a fuck that. But also, I'm very glad that LaKayla is, like, pursuing legal action. Hopefully it's not too costly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know... Something, you know, useful to her comes out of it. Just for me.
Now my conditioning relaxer cream.
Just for me.
For combing and styling that's worry free.
J-U-S-T-F-R-M-E.
Try the Just For Me Nola Conditioning Cream Relaxer System today, created in part by mothers,
especially for their daughters,
by Proline.
So up next, so remember how last week we said Johnson & Johnson is actually giving you ovarian cancer?
Oh, is that what's going on there? Nice.
Hair perm is...
Just hair products in general.
Hair products, yeah. Not because it's perm and detangler. It's causing health issues in
black women. So in a 60-page report done by Black Women for Wellness, which is a grassroots nonprofit organization committed to the empowerment, health, and well-being of Black women and girls, published a study, I think this was in March, called Natural Evolutions, One Hair Story. And basically, they looked into hair products between 2009 and 2013, and they found out that the hair products that we're using, a lot of them, causing some fucked up shit in our bodies.
Yep, fibroids, early puberty, respiratory issues.
Yeah, quick facts on how much we as Black people spend and use hair products. We spend $9 billion on hair, which is twice as much as, like, any other ethnic group.
That's a lot.
I think that's specifically looking at in this country.
Okay.
Yeah. So we do a lot to our hair. which is fine. I think there are cultural implications behind that.
Yeah.
Because we're told that our hair is, like, bad and stuff like that.
Told that our hair is not acceptable. People capitalize on that. But also, if you want straight hair and you like that look, you know, no one's... I'm not shitting on you.
Yeah.
Although, so, I guess...
So we can talk about some of the things that are fucking things up. well, here's a little bit about this study and what it says. Girls who reported using chemical hair oils and hair perms were 1.4 times more likely to experience early puberty after adjusting for race, ethnicity, and year of birth. In addition, other studies have linked early puberty to hair detangler use by Black girls. And this is where it gets weird. In one of the studies, African American girls as young as 2 years old started showing signs of puberty after using products containing animal placenta found in many detanglers and conditioners. Why is there animal placenta? Animal placenta in detanglers.
But sometimes it's, what do you call it? I see it advertised on hair products. Like, they're happy that there's, it was like a,
where's
like
your hair store?
It's like, never seen that it's like before. An olive oil, although.
And it says like, which animal?
With placenta in it. But I wonder if it's like a protein thing. Like, you know how people want to put protein in our hair? Maybe it's like a. Animal
avocados
product.
Are fine, you know.
You know, avocados are great.
I guess that makes sense. And probably the reason why it's so bad is because the food industry is fucked up, and animals are like injected with hormones and stuff.
But I also don't fucking know.
Yeah.
You know, what I guess it's something that this article.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I guess, the study was like, you know, we have to be more careful about what we use on our bodies, mm-hmm. which, you know. I agree with to some degree, but I don't think that we should be given the choices. It should be like, okay, you know, it's if you don't read carefully, you might be giving yourself cancer with these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this is what the
you shouldn't
what's
be
that
on
organization
the market
that filters out things for food. It's the FDA, right?
But yeah, but that organization is also
they're very corrupt.
Up.
Yeah, they're very corrupt. But in theory, this is why we pay taxes and have these things in place so that we don't. Get fucked up shit that leads all the way to the store and that we have to make the decision on what to buy and what not to buy.
Exactly.
Also, obviously, things without things that are fucking us up are going to be more expensive all the time. And
yeah.
Then it's like, well, I have to do my hair in a certain way, and people are getting fired left and right for wearing their fucking afros and stuff like that.
Yeah, so I need
or,
to
like,
straighten
wearing
my
braids.
Hair.
So it's like, now I have to buy these things, and I can't afford to buy a good thing to do it, so let me just put this animal placenta on my head.
Yeah, or it's like, because an alternative is, like, you use, what do you call it, use all these natural, like, you just get some straight-up coconut oil, get mm-hmm. some olive, like, you mix stuff. But that also takes, like, time to do research into how to make your own hair moisturizer
and detangler.
That good
old detangler, shea butter whip.
You know? And yeah. That's, like, time and effort.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you just don't know that this is happening,
yeah.
Like, it's not your fault for not yeah. knowing, because it's so hard to keep track of every single thing
yeah, exactly.
you put into your body or
exactly.
on your body.
I wouldn't know to look that up.
Like, exactly.
I knew that perms were bad or whatever, because they were burning my head, and I was like, there's something wrong here, and then Chris Rock made that documentary or whatever, but I didn't know detanglers
yeah, why would
early
I think,
puberty.
Why would I think that?
Exactly.
Why would you think that? It's just,
you just
detangling
wouldn't.
My hair.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it's doing.
It's like, why would you put something in
it's
it?
It's making my life so much easier.
Right, exactly.
For my natural hair. It's not, you know, it's not even just a... Oh, yeah, that's, I guess that's the purpose, because it's, like, part of the natural hair movement. You want mm-hmm. the best detanglers, mm-hmm. the best whatevers,
yeah.
best conditioners.
Other bad things, formaldehyde,
bad
which
things.
Is... formaldehyde. In serious news, formaldehyde, which is used as an embalming fluid and like dead bodies and stuff like that, is found in salon disinfectants, and this study says that it was attributed to increased chances of miscarriages and respiratory issues in salon workers,
which sucks. People don't
hazards.
So that's why I'm all about Bernie Sanders and very against capitalism.
How did we get here?
Because it's all about workers' rights. I feel like if people are able to unionize and have people who are looking out for the work environment,
mm-hmm.
like, just the environment of working class people,
mm-hmm.
shit like this won't happen. It's just, mm-hmm. like, you have the right to a safe workspace.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're, like, people who do nails are, like, getting, like, lung problems because
yeah.
they're constantly inhaling stuff, like, nail polish shouldn't be that shitty.
Yeah.
People shouldn't be forced to work very low wages and they can't unionize, and it's just, like, not good that no one is looking out for people
yeah.
who work with these kinds of chemicals every day.
Exactly.
We shouldn't even have... They shouldn't even exist.
Yeah,
or at least,
exactly.
like, I feel like there needs to be, like, some sort of rule where they have to be, like, maybe taxed a lot. They should be cheaper. No, they should be way more expensive. Like, chemical shit that hurts people.
Mm-hmm.
But also people don't know it hurts people. People don't do studies.
I mean, there are studies done, though, but does anybody know about it?
There are studies in there, then they send the shitty material right to black and Latino women.
It totally makes sense because, like, drugs are illegal because they're bad for you or whatever. This is something that's bad. It could, in theory, it could be illegal.
Exactly.
Other things, hair relaxers, or perms, as they say, have been linked to uterine fibroids. Why does it say fibroids? Huh? Why?
What is that?
Fibroids?
Yeah.
It's like crazy tissue in your uterus that makes your period really hard and stuff like that. And I think sometimes they can be cancerous.
Yeah.
Like, they're likely to turn cancerous over time. Speaking to someone. But not all of them are cancerous.
Yeah, someone I know had a... I think it causes weird bleeding with your period.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's painful. It's just, it's like never like a... Although sometimes you can have a fibroid for a long time and not notice until it's really big and causing problems.
Yeah, and it can sometimes be seen.
And people will get their uteruses removed.
This says fibroids affect 20% of black women, but I'm pretty sure the study actually said 80.
What? That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it actually says 80. Let me actually just click that. I'm sorry.
I just feel like if this child is a woman, I'm not going to perm her hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if she wants it straightened...
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'd rather use, like heat.
That good old hot comb.
Yeah.
Hold the air down.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
God, I would be so scared. Like, my mom's just going to fuck it up. She's going to fuck up. She's going to burn me.
That's what
happens. And I did get burned a couple times.
I have been burned by hot comb, exactly, you know? It happens. Exactly. They're trying to get your edges.
Yes.
And it's just like...
You better hold that ear down.
It's like, don't breathe. Like, stop breathing.
Right, exactly. Don't move. And then you're sitting by the hot stove and you're just like,
exactly.
You're already hot. Everything's sweaty.
And it's like, this fucking hot piece of metal is going into my head right now. I don't want that.
What is a hot comb?
I don't want that.
Yes, it's 80% of black women are affected by fibroids.
Wow.
And so, like, there's different races or whatever, obviously. So we're 2 to 3 times more likely to get fibroids than any other race.
Wow, that's scary. I don't want those.
Yeah, so...
Gotta get those checked
out. In theory, it probably would make sense that it's, like, perms, but it could be another... It
could be other links in environmental...
Exactly.
...things.
Exactly.
That's significant, though.
Yeah.
It's massive. Well, my general... I hated having a perm.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, like, I got a perm because of, like, white supremacy. I was on Kick Line. It was a bunch of white girls. I had to have my hair in a high ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
My afro was not going to go into a high ponytail like that, so I asked my mom to get me a perm.
Why did
for
you
that
have
reason.
To have your hair in a high ponytail?
That was the uniform. You know, your hair just had to be like that because everybody had to look the same. I don't think they would have kicked you off the team, but it's just like that feeling of being on a team with people.
Oh, the only one.
Yeah, the only person who's high ponytail, just hair couldn't do that, you know? And like the two other black girls had their hair straight and had perms, you know? That's why I got one. And I wish I hadn't got one. I regret it, you know.
Aww.
And I wouldn't like wish, because I wrote poems and essays about afros and regrowing hair.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember like being upset that like, because I was also very active and maybe I didn't get my hair permed well, but like I would get my hair permed Friday and I'd have dance Saturday
and then it would sweat out.
And it's just like, what the fuck is the point of going through this huge process for me anyway, if it's just going to be a source of stress and I can't get my hair wet in the rain.
Yeah.
You know, I want to have full agency,
be free as a
not
kid.
Particularly care what I'm doing with my body.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be like afraid of water as a child.
Yeah.
And as a teen or whatever, you know.
Did it hurt for you?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It was always, especially when they would like comb it a little bit to get it deeper in.
Oh my God.
That was the worst.
See, the thing is that like I went to like Dominican salons and they just don't give a fuck about you. They do not give a fuck about your well-being.
Scratching your hair.
Oh man. And when I first started, I was going to like Jamaican salons and they too do not give a fuck about you, but they'll also yell at you in Patois for doing whatever the fuck wrong because I was like a little kid and stuff like that. But I remember the first time getting a perm. I actually asked my mom to get a perm because everybody else had a perm, and I was just like, I want to be pretty like the other girl's mom.
Exactly.
And then also, she would be a little bit heavy-handed when she was combing my hair, and it hurt because she wasn't combing my hair properly. She was detangling it and stuff like that, but like, you gotta work through those knots.
You can't
she's trying to like get to work and stuff
out.
Like that. So she's just like, whatever.
You ever had, like, burns from it?
I used to get burns all the time because I'm scratching my hair right now. I have dry skin and stuff like that, mm-hmm. so my scalp is ridiculously dry, like, all the time. So I just would scratch the fuck out of my hair. Even when I wasn't, I would, like, try to, like, rub it and stuff like mm-hmm. that, and that still is irritating the skin. So I would get burns for days. Yeah. And then afterwards, so they're, like, digging into your skin with the comb. They rinse your hair with hot water.
Oh, my God.
When you're washing your hair. And it's just like, everything's singeing on fire. And then you get your blowout. I mean, no, you get your roller set. You're under a hot dryer. And then in your rollers, there's, like, metal clips to keep the rollers in your hair. So the metal clips are burning your head yeah. that's been burnt twice over. And then at the Dominican salons, they do a blowout at the end or whatever. And they're really trying to get your roots straight, even though they just straightened your roots. And they're blowing on the things that have actually been burnt. They would be like scabs on my head.
I remember I had like one big old scab once that was just like, wow, this is a massive.
That was me
fucking...
every like couple of months. It was bad.
I'm just like, yeah, I'm not about perms.
So glad that's over.
I also don't like, same. I'm so glad I cut my hair. Like even like, I think I was just slowly moving towards this point with my hair, to be honest.
I just want to be bald.
I just want to not worry. Because maybe it's I love my hair like this now mm-hmm. because of how much stress my hair has caused throughout my life. And this mm-hmm. is just like the perfect fuck everything and everyone who's mm-hmm. ever wanted my hair to be any other way than
fuck
whatever
up.
Makes me
makes sense.
Happy, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, the idea that like you have to suffer for beauty.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking about that you know? The other day, but why was I thinking about that? And maybe I was thinking about walking in heels.
Oh, maybe that's the second thing that came up in my mind when I think yeah. about suffering from beauty. It's like if you choose to do something that might be painful to make you look good because mm-hmm. you or make you look the way that you want to look, mm-hmm. you're like, I'm willing to take on this sacrifice. Mm-hmm. But it's like okay, that's fine. That's your time, your money, your body. Mm-hmm. But like, I doubt people would opt into fibroids and ovarian cancer.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And this is like a whole level of suffering that like nobody's asking for that fucking shit.
Totally.
Big city China. Where if you're a woman over 27 and single, you can literally be branded a leftover woman.
Recently, this huge Japanese
beauty company,
SK-II, released a video talking about this
phenomenon in China.
Yeah, phenomenon in China. It's called leftover women, which isn't, I guess that's not the phenomenon, but it's like the concept of single women over 27 being mm-hmm. called leftover, and they experience a great deal of stigma as a result of being unmarried. Mm-hmm. And it's a really great, I think it's a really moving 4-minute video. Mm-hmm. Like a lot happens in it.
Yeah.
But basically,
leftover women are called shangnu, by the way.
Shangnu, yeah.
In China.
So there's this pressure to be married, mm-hmm. and it's causing people to, one, rush into marriages that they don't want, mm-hmm. have kids before they want them, mm-hmm. and not travel, because it'll be seen like the, like one woman was told, critiqued for like not traveling too much, because mm-hmm. it'll mean that, you know, men won't like that, because it means that they can't take care of a family, you know, they don't know how to be home and domesticated. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like a lot of pressure, mm-hmm. like career women. So there's this group called, it's like China's national, it's the All China Women's Federation, which is China's like feminist government agency, mm-hmm. which is interesting because shit they said on their website is astounding. What I'm about to read to you will illustrate the anti-leftover women stigma. Mm-hmm. Here's what they're saying on Women's Day, March 11th. Here's something that they released. Pretty girls don't need a lot of education to marry into a rich and powerful family, but girls with an average or ugly appearance will find it difficult. These kinds of girls hope to further their education in order to increase their competitiveness. The tragedy is they don't realize that as women age, they are worth less and less. So by the time they get their MA or PhD, they are already old, like yellowed pearls. Many highly educated leftover women are very progressive in their thinking and enjoy going to nightclubs to search for a one-night stand, or they become the mistress of a high official or rich man. It is only when they have lost their youth and are kicked out by men that they decide to look for a life partner. Therefore, most leftover women do not deserve our sympathy. Here's one more that's also... Let's see. Oh, here we go. The main reason many girls become leftover is that their standards for a partner are too high. As girls are not too picky, finding a partner should be as easy as blowing away a speck of dust.
When, why would it ever be that easy?
It shouldn't be that easy. When holding out for a man, if you say he must be rich and brilliant, romantic and hardworking, this is just being willful. Does this kind of perfect man exist? Maybe he does exist, but why on earth would he want to marry you?
Yo, who is writing this shit?
Last thing, when you find out that he is having an affair, in terms of like a married woman, mm-hmm. You may be in a towering rage, but you must know that if you make a fuss, you are denying the man face, in quotes. No man is capable of spending a lifetime being loyal to an outmoded wife who never changes. Try changing your hairstyle or your fashion. Women must constantly change for the better. This is China's feminist.
Shout out to the quote-unquote leftover women who are just like, fuck this and fuck that. Because it's crazy that, like, these are a lot of the things that we actually get signaled to us just as women in several yeah. countries. But the fact that there's a government agency that's putting out this garbage, like, this sounds like Cosmopolitan magazine.
You know, it does. It does.
And it's fucking the government.
And so what's interesting is this Times article was saying that, what is it, the Communist Party founded the Women's Federation to protect women's rights and interests, they say, in 1949. But it's also, it's either people who are funding the people who are, like, calling the shots over there are associated with, it's like a family planning or, like, a community, not community, like a national health thing where they're trying to fix, one, like, the gender imbalance, mm-hmm. and two, it says, like, the quality of Chinese people so that they can compete better in national, like, nationally. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means. I don't know how you say your population is generally lacking in quality. And if so, I don't know how shitting on women trying to, like, have good careers and get their PhDs and, like, be independent and financially independent.
Yeah, that's really stupid.
How does, like, having them
it's
not
like
do
the,
that?
One of the number one ways you can contribute to society, especially a society that's moving towards, like, STEM technology. Being
exactly.
Top.
You want smart people exactly. out there.
Exactly.
And another result of this, there's a place called the Marriage Market in Beijing.
I think there are, like, several marriage markets, though.
There
Beijing
this is
might
the
have
one
been, like,
that,
the first one.
Yeah.
This is one that they definitely featured on this video.
Where basically parents and either reluctant or excited children. Mm-hmm. Children is in there. Their
it's
kids.
It's usually reluctant, as they say.
Will go and, like, post up, here's my kid, picture, age, height, how much money they make. Mm-hmm. And
general
will,
description.
Yeah, people will go and basically shop for a partner.
Yeah.
And
but it's mostly the parents of women who are there, yeah. quote-unquote leftover yeah. women.
Because there
so
are some
just,
leftover
like,
men.
Intense stigma
exactly.
for women to be married.
Oh, man. So definitely check out the video.
And domesticated.
But I love the way the video ends because what these women do, the ones that were being interviewed, they go to the marriage market mm-hmm. and they put up their own pictures and they say, you know, I'm happy being single. Mm-hmm. Rushing into marriage will not make me happy. Mm-hmm. Just like I am proud of my career and what I've accomplished and mm-hmm. I am happy and whole and complete as mm-hmm. me, you know. So I was like, now that sounds like a weak-ass applause, but just imagine a roaring audience. Because oh, yes. I feel like when you have that...
Boss ass is...
Because when you have bitch. That... oh, sorry. Is that the boss-ass bitch applause? That boss-ass bitch. But basically, like, I guess, like, there, you know, there is pressure for you to get married and to have kids. Mm-hmm. But it's not, like, if I don't do that, it's not seen as, like, a sign of disrespect mm-hmm. to my parents, you
yeah.
know? And, like, I'm not breaking down in tears or trying to starve myself mm-hmm. in order to quickly find a man. Well, after, like, there's no, like, age in particular.
Yeah, and nor are your parents saying fucked up shit. Like in the video, one of the girl's parents was like, our daughter was always smart, but, you know, she's not very pretty, and that's why she's a leftover woman. And the
yeah.
daughter was sitting right next to her, like, crying.
She was trying not to... That
yeah,
was,
she was like,
she was
stifling
trying
her
real
tears.
Hard.
I'd be breaking the fuck down.
Especially if, like, why would you say... Like, it's like... Not why would you?
She just said it so matter-of-factly
to a camera crew.
Yeah.
For an interview, you're
yeah.
calling your daughter ugly on camera, and that's a lot. So I really like all the people who are fighting against that, or it's just like, you know, I'm gonna wait until whenever the fuck I find somebody, and if
and
I
some
never
people
do,
never find somebody,
exactly.
and that's totally fine.
It's like if I never do,
like you're gonna
I'm
die alone
happy.
Anyway. To be honest, it's not gonna be like a suicide pact, unless it is, in which case, good for you.
This is a good episode.
Sorry.
I think we're just getting out, mostly me getting out, our opinions that are not going to be well received. But,
get to see what a dark
yeah.
person I am. Also, 27 is incredibly young.
It is very young. This one girl.
I don't think I'm
going
to be married by 27.
Either. Probably not.
I'm trying to get this career going.
I feel like I'm already married. I'm just not, like, married.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
You know? I'm in a And what the fuck is marriage, actually?
Well, John's not paying for your health care.
No. Oh, you're right. Yeah, I'm not on John's health care.
Yeah. That's it.
Gotta marry him. Because...
Facts.
Gotta marry him real quick.
Shakeem has that city money.
We just changed our minds, actually. Because when healthcare is on the line, it's like, oh, wait. Hold on. Exactly. Hold on. Yeah, let me find somebody real quick.
And that's why it's got to be 27. Because at 26,
gotta find somebody
that parental with, coverage.
Just like on Tinder.
At 24.
No, it's 26.
26.
Sure?
Yes.
Don't scare me,
it's 26. It's definitely 26.
I thought I was going to die.
No, you're fine. Just imagine, like, Tinder being like, must have Blue Cross Blue Shield health insurance.
Necessity.
That's all.
Requirement.
Willing to not see me for long periods of time. Not here for me for years. Possibly a lifetime.
Just hand me that insurance card, B.
Well, that's it for the strangest fuck that we've ever had. Hope you still like us.
Very dark, very dark.
You know? And if you're like, you know what, I give up on them.
Fuck you.
Give up, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck you and fuck that.
We don't need you. That was it
for the Inner Hoe Uprising.
I'm Shanika.
I'm Sim.
You can follow me at ShanPowell4 on Twitter and at Shanika Powell on Instagram.
You can follow me at SlamRidd, RIDD, on Instagram and Twitter, and on Snapchat at SamAnnerz.
That was spelled KKKKKKK.
You can also follow us at Slam Pow Productions on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope at Slam_Pow, and on Facebook and YouTube, Slam Pow Productions.
Yeah.
Please review us on iTunes.
If you haven't already. And if you have, do it again.
You can't. But
so then don't. I don't know. I don't
make
know
another account just to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Periscope every Wednesday and Thursday night. We're
Wednesdays,
here live
we roast me.
Thursdays.
We just talk to Sam like he's a normal human being deserving
Sam
of love and respect.
Sam disrespects Tupac every Thursday night.
It's like
you're never going to be allowed to step in California.
I'm going to leave you with that cough and a little something sexy.
Hey, girl. I just wanted to let you girls know that I'm a real messy bitch. A liar. A scammer. I love robbery and fraud. I'm a messy bitch who lives for drama.